This is Ted Kennedy. The rap against Bob Dole is that his presidential campaign has no ideas. In a moment on Face Off, I'll give him an excellent new idea in education. Bob, according to reports from the front, people are asking, where's the beef? Your presidential campaign may be chugging along in the polls, but it's riding on empty in ideas. You talk about balancing the budget, but you don't tell where to cut. All you say is, trust me with a line item veto. Maybe I can help, Bob. I came across a worthwhile idea in education the other day. Enlist college students in the fight against illiteracy. If they help teach children to read in public schools, they get credit in college courses. St. John's University is pioneering the idea in New York City. It could be a real breakthrough at virtually no cost. Challenge the students on your next visit to a campus, Bob. Show them it's not too late for old Bob Dole to have a good new idea.
Ted, I applaud the spirit of volunteerism at St. John's. Illiteracy demands our attention, and any help is appreciated. But your so-called new idea doesn't even come close to getting to the roots of illiteracy. What this country needs is a renewed commitment to excellence in education at the local, state, and federal levels. Volunteers are fine, but they can never take the place of college-trained professionals. And that's what we need if we're going to educate the nation. For too long, you liberals have poured taxpayer dollars into federal programs in the name of excellence, but the results say otherwise. Despite all the billions of dollars you spent, we still have illiteracy and a teacher shortage and declining math and science skills. President Reagan has given the country real leadership in education with his call for excellence. Now that's a new idea, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. A new report proves Ronald Reagan creates jobs and the Democrats waste taxpayers' dollars. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.